One of the executive orders President Donald Trump signed recently looks at expanding access to in vitro fertilization, also known as IVF. But what would this really mean for families across the United States wanting to have children, but struggling to do so, both physically and financially? Joining us now, Dr. Andrew Levi of Park Avenue Fertility and Reproductive Medicine. And Dr. Levi, welcome back. I want to start with a snapshot. Talk to people about the struggles women face in today's world getting pregnant. I was reading a 2024 survey. 1 in 10 women of reproductive age say they received fertility assistance, including IVF. And of course, the issue is insurance doesn't really cover it. It's pretty limited. But talk about, first of all, the struggle that the average woman is facing now in America getting pregnant.
Yeah. Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I like to hear that 10% of folks of reproductive age are actually getting care, because that's high. About 15% of couples who are trying to get pregnant struggle with fertility. And the fact that most of them, or two-thirds of those couples, are actually seeking care is great, because it used to be much less than that. But we need to do better, and we're all really happy about this priority from the new administration that will hopefully increase access to fertility treatment and IVF. I think it's a really big deal.
And I mean, and talk about, first of all, how expensive and also the risk with IVF. I know, you know, this is something that, you know, you are a personal doctor to us. Obviously, I'm very public about that and some of the struggles that we faced, certainly trying to conceive again. But I mean, IVF is not cheap. And it's not even really a guarantee. I mean, a lot of times people will go through this whole process and find out maybe they have one egg. And even when you do plant, for example, it may not take. I mean, it's a risky and very expensive process.
Yeah, it's a couple of different ways to look at it. It is costly and expensive. We're very fortunate in Connecticut that there's been a mandate in place for about 20 years now. So we're fortunate that the vast majority of folks in Connecticut do have coverage for fertility treatment and IVF. However, it doesn't change the fact that there's deductibles and co-pays and the like. So I think from that standpoint, this new order may be helpful. But the most important thing is getting educated about the process, because I think that a lot of women, a lot of couples hesitate to come in and get the information, because they recognize that, gosh, if I walk in the door, what am I in for financially? They're struggling getting pregnant. And then suddenly there's this burden, this financial burden, that is an added weight to what's already on their mind, their relationship potentially with their partner, assuming they have a partner. So there's a lot of facets to this. I think that understanding it is what's most important, and getting the word out.
Dr. Levi, why is it harder to get pregnant?
I think there's many different ways to look at it, because people say, well, you know, it wasn't as hard 40 years ago. And is it because people are older who are trying to get pregnant? And it's not the case. What we're seeing here is probably environmental exposures, changes in women, changes in men and the like. We've seen that. So I think that part of this whole fertility process isn't just, hey, you know, we have IVF, we have other fertility treatments. It's what can we do in terms of our own health and our own lifestyle? And it could be stopping smoking. It could be working on our diet, working on exercise. There's data that's come out recently that working on your sleep cycle, that there's data out there that couples and women who have poor sleep patterns, it may be affecting their eggs. So I think that there's many things going on in our lives that are affecting our fertility, not just because we're, quote, starting late in terms of trying to get pregnant.
And it's interesting, Dr. Levi, a couple of things. I feel like the conversation has generationally changed. For example, I look at my sister, who got married just about a year and a half ago. And when we have the conversations about her starting a family, it doesn't sound the same as what it was, I'd say, 15 years ago, when friends of mine were starting families and were talking about getting married and things like that. It's not when we get pregnant, it's if we get pregnant. I mean, I think the conversation shifting for today's, you know, I'd say up and coming parents or families is you almost expect to lose a child You almost expect to lose a pregnancy. And I don't know if it was always that way or if we've just become more comfortable with talking about pregnancy loss.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that dialogue is out there now. I'll talk to couples and I'll take a history on a woman, and she'll tell me about the miscarriages that her mother had. Or she'll say, you know what, I didn't even realize that my mother had three miscarriages between my brother and myself. I think there's a more active dialogue going on now. And you have to be careful with that, because with more dialogue and more conversation comes a little bit more misinformation and a little bit more anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I think getting the information is so important, because there's, you know, I saw somebody yesterday who said, I made an appointment with you 5 years ago and I canceled it. Now I'm back now, and 5 years went by because she had some misinformation. She had some anxiety. So I think getting that information is just so important.
And again, we have Dr. Levine here of Park Avenue Fertility and Reproductive Medicine. And we're talking about certainly this executive order that looks at expanding access to in vitro fertilization, which is very common. A lot of families do have to do IVF in order to have a successful pregnancy and to have a baby. You know, another thing I've noticed as we talk about some of the struggles that the average couple may be facing to try and get pregnant and have a healthy term. Dr. Levi, I was watching a video the other day, and it was interesting, because the husband, it was on social media, he said, we expect our partners, the moms, the expecting moms rather, to do everything they can possible during that 9-month period to carry our babies, to you know, have them grow in a healthy way, eat properly, exercise, sleep, all that stuff, right? And he said, why don't dads, if you know you want to start having a family, he said, we should put 9 months into making us the best version of ourselves. I thought that was a really interesting thing to say, because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Levi, but we learned certainly in our situation that the men also do have an impact on a woman getting pregnant. And that, you know, you could be healthy and have everything you need in place, but situations could change if you're able to actually have a healthy pregnancy. And that could come from the male. It may not come from the female.
Yeah, it's we stress that importance, that how important it is, in fact, that the men not just be part of this, but they need to work on themselves. There's a lot of good studies out there showing that as men improve their lifestyles, it enhances outcomes. So weight loss, it's been shown that weight loss is helpful, and then certain lifestyle modifications, which may be eating organic, again, sleep patterns we talked about, stopping smoking, not drinking alcohol, or at least minimizing at the very least. So all that pre-fertility, pre-pregnancy is important for both men and women. And then when women are pregnant and they have a male partner, they need that support. And when people are making changes, I really stress that they need to do that together. So before couples get pregnant, they need to work on this. And then when she is pregnant, he has to be that support. He needs to be all in during those 9 months as well, because it's hard. It's really hard. And without that support from your partner, it's really going to be a struggle. So we really do talk about, well, fertility is about couples, so is pregnancy.
And I mean, and Dr. Levi, when you go back to this initial conversation of expanding access to IVF, I mean, it has become more and more common, certainly for the average couple, if they do need to get pregnant. I mean, do you feel that this is going to really help more families even have peace of mind going down that route of IVF if there's at least more financial coverage for it?
Yeah, it's like I said, we're fortunate in Connecticut that we have, quote, good coverage, whatever that means. And I think it is good coverage in terms of the majority of folks having some kind of coverage. I think what's going to hopefully happen is that in other states where there's not mandated coverage, there will be mandated coverage, number one. And number two, in Connecticut, where there already is, quote, good coverage, but there's still co-pays, there's still deductibles. I'm hopeful that with the new administration in place and making this a priority, suddenly those co-pays go away. Some of these large deductibles go away. So when people go to do fertility treatment, whether it's IVF or another treatment, they don't have a $4,000 deductible. There's no deductible, or it's a minimal deductible. So I think in Connecticut, taking that edge off is going to make a big difference, because while people do have coverage, they still have that trepidation about, well, I'm glad, but I have this deductible. So I think the package itself is going to help people nationwide and certainly have ramifications here in Connecticut.
Dr. Levi, I want to thank you for the work that you do professionally at Park Avenue Fertility and Reproductive Medicine, but also for sharing this insight here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always welcome back. Dr. Levi, again, of Park Avenue Fertility and Reproductive Medicine, right here on Melissa in the Morning.